Racing USA on radio again with your co-host Bob Jenkins and Harlan Hunter. And Bob, what do you say we do a little Grand Am racing right now?
Sounds good to me.
All right. I believe we have with us a Grand Am ST1 driver, James Hunt. And James, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. Happy Sunday evening to you.
Well, thank you. Same to you. Now, you're out in California, so it's a little earlier for you than it is for us here on the East Coast, but we're glad you're with us tonight. And I understand you had kind of a busy day today, being what, a driver coach at the Fontana Racetrack?
Yes, indeed. I do driver coaching on the side for friends as well as other racers interested in developing and honing their talents further, and I was out at Fontana Raceway today doing some driver coaching for a friend in a BMW M6 and a BMW Z4 M Coupe, and it was a blast.
It sounds like that'd be a lot of fun, and of course, that gives you some more experience too, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
You bet. Well, look, now I know this last year you were with the Coney Series, and you had kind of an interesting sponsorship going, something to do with pancreatitis awareness. Is that right?
Yep. One of my favorite partners, and by far the best cause out there, is the Pat Boschel Pancreatic Cancer Foundation. A very good friend of mine, Alan Boschel, organized the foundation to honor his late wife, Patty Boschel, who passed away from the unfortunate disease, pancreatic cancer. And we partnered together to help raise awareness and generate research funding to help prevent the disease from taking any more of our loved ones. And this season, I ran in the Grand Am Coney Series, and we came up with the interesting idea where people could either donate on a per-lap basis, as I'm out there ripping laps, or people could donate outright, depending on what they felt suited them a little bit better. And 100% of the proceeds went directly towards pancreatic cancer research.
You had kind of a neat little saying for that, too, didn't you, about the laps?
Yeah, I had it. It was the Drive to Survive Every Lap Counts campaign.
Well, I think that's very, very good and such a good, worthwhile cause. I myself, being a retired orthopedic surgeon, of course, pancreatic cancer is a little out of our field, but it is a silent killer is the one of the problems with that. And by having you be on the racetrack, making people aware of this is just a tremendous step in the right direction. And our tip of our hats are to you for doing this.
Thank you. It's definitely, like you said, it is a step in the right direction because awareness is the key, but also you're combining two wonderful things. One is a passion with motorsports for me as a driver, and the other is helping other people out there. Cancer, in one form or another, has unfortunately affected many of our families and friends out there, but pancreatic cancer was one that really hit home, and the Pancreatic Cancer Foundation through the Patty Boschel Foundation has done a great job in really raising a name for it and trying to help eradicate the disease.
James, this is Bob Jenkins. It's interesting your background because most race drivers come up through go-karting and then maybe to the short tracks, some even through midget and sprint car racing, but you got your racing experience, first of all, in downhill mountain bikes. Now, how are you able to use that in racing what you're racing now?
You know, Bob, it is a good thing to point out. I don't have the typical racing background where I started karting from birth. The downhill mountain biking, actually, more than anything, taught me, one, not to fear pain, because, man, I got to tell you, there's no cage or anything surrounding you. So when you crash, you feel it, because you're impacting ground, usually face first. But it was good for speed familiarization as well and to get my twitch reflexes and my eye-hand coordination down, which is crucial in motorsports in that on the downhill mountain bike circuit, you know, you're going 60 miles an hour over rocks, log drops, things of that nature. And then I turned 16 and got my driving license, and I'm like, wait a minute, this is way faster and way more fun. I've got to do this. But I hit the massive wall that so many of us out there trying to make it as drivers have hit, which is it's probably the most expensive sport out there other than maybe yacht racing.
But you did have members of your family that have driven race cars in the past, right?
Yep, all on the club level. Both my father and my brother used to race. My dad raced a 1947 MGTC with the SVRA back in the 80s, and my brother used to race an old-school Datsun 510.
Wow. So how was your season in 2008, and what are your hopes for 2009?
2008 was a dream come true, to be honest. It was my first season professional, and really the ball got rolling because of my participation on a racing reality TV show on the Speed Network called Setup that was aimed at finding the next up-and-coming driver. I competed in that and took second overall, and that really got the ball rolling. That aired on Speed in February of March of this year, and all started rolling in to test with teams, and I went out and tested with a few, ran at Daytona for the first time this year, and did well there. We ended up, we were up as high as, I think, 11th out of 50 cars at one point, but some clutch issues ended us in 22nd out of 50, which was great for a professional race debut. And then I signed with APR Motorsports and ran their Volkswagen GTIs for four races out of the 2008 season. So it was a partial season, but it was a dream come true for me that started with the show on Speed and then really blossomed from there because I was able to form a very good relationship with the Speed Network, and I'm very humbled to have been chosen by them as their driver for a year in the life driver feature. And that exists both on SpeedTV.com as well as hopefully with some footage during the Coney races that will be televised this year through blog content that I write for them that has picture and video content covering everything from on- and off-track experiences. So that's been really helpful for me in building marketing partnerships with individuals, organizations, or companies. So many racers out there today will go to companies and say, hey, you know, I'd love a couple grand and I'll put a sticker on the car. Well, that doesn't really work in racing anymore today. You have to solve a valid business case for the company, organization, or individual. And through my relationship with Speed, I've really been able to offer a very valuable marketing partnership that's mutually beneficial.
That's very good, James. That's very good. We're getting short on our time. You have a website. You want to give us quickly the website name?
Absolutely. My website is just www.jameshuntracing.com. And also for the pancreatic cancer website as well, it's www.pancreaticcure.org.
Very good. That's James Hunt with the Grand Am series. James, thanks for being on the program. We wish you good luck in the 2009 season. This is Racing USA on Radio with Bob Jenkins and Harlan Hunter.